We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Are you awake?
Yeah.
What day is it?
Throwback Thursday.
Throwback.
Throwback.
Throwback Thursday.
A bit of a throwback.
You know, throwback.
Thursday.
What does that mean?
It's more fun.
Oh, okay.
It's Thursday and tomorrow's Friday.
Come on, start this thing.
Let's put on a show.
Let's make it our best show ever.
What is this?
Showtime.
Throwback Thursday all day today. Whew, it's going to be fun. Got some good ones lined up. Got some Dolly Parton coming your way today.
Ooh,
yeah. Miss Parton.
Gonna be into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, she originally said, I'm gonna take myself out of it because I don't feel like that's right for me to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm not a rock and roll person. And she later said that, well, I didn't understand. I thought that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was strictly for people in rock music,
yeah,
rock musicians and rock singers. And she says, now I realize that that's not the case. So I'm back in. So she's going to be inducted into the...
Yeah!
Well, she deserves it then.
Go Dolly! Yeah.
So, good news. Congratulations, Dolly Parton. Mother's Day coming up this weekend. Are you ready? Kids, have you made your homemade cards? And I'm talking to both of you. Have you made your homemade cards?
No. I have started the gifts, though, but no homemade cards.
Are you showering her with gifts?
They're going to get a little something-something. Both mom and mother-in-law.
All right, good. Treated equally, I hope.
Yes.
Right.
Matching.
Time to get up.
Her day starts with a coffee.
...6:06 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's almost Friday. It's Throwback Thursday today. We were just talking about gas prices. Man, that fill up hurts. My fill up. I filled up. Because I'm headed out of town. I'm not going to be... I mean, folks, this is my last day for a while, or almost. I've almost made it. I'm not going to be here next week at all. Next week, I got a lot going on. I got a graduation, a bunch of other stuff to do. I don't know when the last time I was away for, like, you know, like 7-8 consecutive days.
I know.
You're not going to want to come back.
Yo, maybe it's just not a search party for me.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to go on vacation to feel that way.
What happened to him?
Just
vanished, man. He went on vacation. Nobody ever heard from him again. It's Kentucky Derby weekend this weekend. It means nothing around here. But let me tell you, it's a moneymaker. I'm going to educate you a little something. All right?
Okay.
On race day or at any event at a racetrack, there's something called a handle.
Okay.
H-A-N-D-L-E, the handle.
Okay.
That is the amount bet on any given race or races. The handle at Churchill Downs, where the Kentucky Derby is held on Derby Day, which is the first Saturday in May, is right around $65 million.
Well, that's a pretty penny.
Yeah. $65 million going through that track in one day.
Mm.
And it's almost as big on Friday, tomorrow, which is a race called the Kentucky Oaks, which is the second longest running horse race in America. It's about the same amount of money even that day.
And I mean, in theory, the race only really lasts like what?
2.5 minutes.
I was going to say.
It's the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. That's what they say. So anyway, big weekend coming up this weekend. Y'all got big plans?
Yeah. Huge plans, actually.
Oh.
Ooh.
My Well, we got the Kernersville Follies this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Which is always a lot of fun. So Friday night, we're going to go listen to some music.
Is there going
to
be drinking involved?
No. Not, no. Okay. It's family fun. So we're going to listen to music. And then Saturday, we've got my nephew's going to get baptized in the lake behind our house.
Oh.
So we're going to go do that.
Drink of that.
No.
I was just curious.
No, we'll probably drink at Don Juan's afterwards. Woo! Probably go back to the Folly Saturday night for more music. And then Sunday, we're going to go to the zoo for my little sister's birthday / all the moms for Mother's Day.
Oh.
It'll be 100 degrees.
No, that's, it's supposed to be like 60. It's going to be perfect.
Man, that's a busy weekend.
That's every weekend.
Oh, action packed, man. Action packed. Mm-hmm. Hope you have fun.
Thanks.
6:09.
A few days before he turned 80, he was...
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:20, and boy, what a week this has been. Been a busy week. We've had Teachers Day, Cinco de Mayo today, mm-hmm. Throwback Thursday today, Nurses Day coming up. What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow. A lot of things crammed into a week.
Mother's Day's coming.
Busy week. Mother's Day culminating the big weekend on Sunday. Speaking of moms, best TV moms ever. Over the course of television history, there have been some fantastic characters played by a number of different actresses. They're all just called actors now. But usually at the top of the list, when they do a survey, almost always the one that comes up at the top is Carol Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Or June Cleaver from okay. Leave It to Beaver, with so many of you don't have any idea what that is. Remember that. No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
You know they remade that, right? They made another Leave It to Beaver.
No, they didn't.
Okay.
I love doing that to her.
No, they didn't. No,
sure.
No. All right. So anyway, best TV mom. My favorite TV mom, who didn't spend a lot of hours watching The Brady Bunch after school?
True.
That's one of those. That's a show called An Evergreen. That's one that never goes off TV. It's always on.
Now, I know she's not really a mom in the show.
Oh, my gosh. Here he goes.
Was it a cat mom?
No. I was saying Aunt Bee.
Aunt
Bee? Oh, I mean, thought you were definitely going for the nanny, because you said something about it yesterday.
Oh, the nanny. I love the nanny. Was that like her?
No, not at all. Aunt Bee was acting as the mom, certainly, during the whole time, helping raise Opie. And no one ever knew where Opie's mom was, where she came from, or who she was. It was never really addressed.
I didn't even know that.
No, never even really addressed. Andy was just a single dad, raising old Opie all by himself. And doing a heck of a job.
And learning.
Well, he had Aunt B, so.
Yeah, exactly. See?
So, yeah, I would agree. That's a good one. June Cleaver, of course, on the list. A lot of people will name Edith Bunker on All in the Family. Don't know if you guys have ever seen an episode.
I'm a
of that
Peggy
show.
Bundy fan myself.
You like Peg?
Yeah.
Hey, Peg.
Hey, Peg.
Peg and, Roseanne. Those are more realistic mothers for me.
You got, what's her name off of Modern Family?
Claire Dunphy?
Claire Dunphy is on there. Yeah. Are you talking about Sophia herself?
No, Claire. I'm talking about
Sophia, can't you be like Bob, please?
Yeah.
Dale, stop.
Your mind just goes, down this road. Claire Huxtable from the Cosby Show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it still's not really a mom. Aunt Viv from Fresh Prince.
Okay. She's a mom. She's a
mom, but not a mom to Will. Yeah, okay, well.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's always a couple of mentions here of late from the recent years from the characters from Blackish, like Rainbow Johnson. Is on the, and here's one for you. How about Moira from
Moira?
It's folded in.
What does he fold in?
Say
the cheese.
What's the line, Dale? The intangible or whatever it is that you always say.
I'm sorry, but this.
I told him he didn't remember.
Yeah, I don't. I don't remember because there's so many cool lines that she had. She had so many quotable lines. In fact, there's a great montage on YouTube of all the things that she said over the course of, and they made a big deal out of her vocabulary.
It's so weird.
Big words that she would use.
Mm-hmm.
Baby.
And she was, I'm afraid that dirigible has already ascended.
That's yep, it. Thank
that was
you.
That. Was that the one?
Yeah, dirigible.
Also like the, at Christmas time. You know, to whom do we have to thank for this Yuletide treasure?
Yeah.
Yeah. So TV mom's always a big part of our lives, but usually on top of that list is Carol Brady.
Yeah.
Can you imagine all those kids?
Oh, gosh.
I lived in that family.
His eyes are cold and restless. His wounds have almost healed. Never again.
Wake up with the Waltz Show. Happy Cinco de Mayo to you from El Lobo.
I remember.
Yeah. All right, so Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. Happy early Mother's Day to all you moms out there, including you, Annie. Happy Mother's Day.
Thanks.
So the things that moms have to deal with is crazy, and I got right in the middle of that. Last night, no, scratch that, this morning at about 12:35 a.m.,
oh, no.
My phone's ringing. Always alarming when that phone rings in what I consider the middle of the night.
It is. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
So anyway, the phone's ringing, and I look over, and I see it's my ex-wife. So I answer the phone, groggy.
Hello.
Been asleep for a bit. And she goes, I can't. Grant has not come home, and I cannot find him.
Oh, no.
He is not answering his phone. He's not answering his text. So I'm like, Did you know what he was going to do? No, I can't find him. She's just practically hysterical.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, I'll help you track him down. So I immediately start getting, he knows to answer my text or my call. I have told him, he knows. If I text you, I am not texting you to text you for fun. If I call you and you don't answer, I expect a return call ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
No answer. Multiple calls to him, multiple texts. He's got his location services turned off on his phone.
Uh-oh. Mm.
So I can't use the Life 360 to locate him, and I can't use find my iPhone. Both I tried. So I started play the sound on the phone, hoping that would, you know, he would hear that, and it would be weird, and he would hear that. No, nothing, zero. I call another parent of somebody that he hangs with, woke him up. Not here, ma'am. Sorry. Let me know if you need me to help you. Go out and start looking. And I called her. She hadn't heard anything yet either. Now, this is going on half an hour. It's like 1 this morning.
Oh, gosh.
No response, which is unusual for him.
He's
never just not come home or said, you know, or not at least go with, hey, I'm out. I'm going to be late or I'm going to stay over.
Yeah.
So I hang up. Call somebody else. Wake them up. Not there. Call her back. She just got off the phone, found him. He was at another one of his buddies' house. They're sound asleep.
Jeez,
but why
man.
Was the location and everything off?
He turned the location services off. He turned them off because he didn't want anybody to know where he was. That's why we're off. Turned them off.
This would give you guys a heart attack,
you need to
though.
Have a stern talking with.
We already...
At 1 in the morning.
We already did that.
Okay.
He was asleep till I got hold of him.
Big orange ball.
I said hell yeah!
Throwback Thursday on the Wake Up of the Wolf Show. Gretchen Wilson. All right, it's college throwback knowledge time. Chase has some questions. It's me against Annie today.
Yeah, I feel like it should be an internal battle today.
So here we go. It seems you think it's fair today.
I think it's fair. I think Annie's going to whoop up on you on one, and you're going to whoop up on her on another one. But the other two are going to be right down the middle.
All right.
And you're going to finish some of these. You're going to finish the lyrics. Some of them I'm going to set up to where you have to tell me what you think the next line is.
Do we answer with our name?
Yeah,
that's how we buzz in.
Yeah. Same as we always done. Okay, this one's from Kenny Chesney, big star. She was a big star at Banana Jones Bar. Where she what?
She sang karaoke every night.
Let's find out if that is correct.
Big star at Banana Jones Bar, where she sang karaoke every night. She said, if you work hard to get where you are, feels good in the hot sunlight. She was a big star.
Shut up.
Yeah.
One of my favorite jams by him.
All right.
Okay, so this one is from George Strait. Oh, that little bitty teeny weeny thing they call the what?
Dale.
Dale, what is it? Love bug? Let's find out.
Oh, that little bitty teeny weeny thing they call the love bug.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up.
Good for you, Dale. So, you got two more left. All right, so in this Travis Tritt song, he's a member of the country club because country music is what I love. What does he drive?
Annie. All right, old Ford pickup truck. Oh, am I not close?
Let's find out.
I'm a member of the country club. Country music is what I love.
Yeah.
I drive an old Ford pickup.
There you go. You got that right. All right, Dale, you got one more chance to, well, tie.
We're evening it up.
All right, so this one, this is from Shenandoah.
All right.
Oh, well, I didn't know.
Are you singing?
Oh, yeah, I'm just checking. I should have probably said that. Oh, I didn't know this what?
Dale.
Hey, Dale.
Oh, blown out Ford could go so slow.
Let's find out.
I didn't realize what part you were singing, quote. I see it now.
Oh, see, it sounded just like
him. What a crowd.
We've been rocking all night, don't you know? You gotta get me to the church on the Cumberland Road.
All right.
Tie.
It was a tie.
You gotta come up with a tiebreaker now.
Uh-oh.
Tiebreaker on Throwback Thursday. Here's Michael Ray.
It's been a downpour beating on the tin.
Not only a great song, but a great movie, too. So funny. That movie, just every time. Dabney Coleman in that movie was absolutely hilarious.
I didn't know there was one. I've never seen one. Is it based off the song or vice versa?
Oh, my God.
Oh, here we go.
You have got to be kidding me.
Dale, I'm not kidding you. I wish I was.
I'm gonna sit back and let you handle this one, Dale.
I get to hear it now. I guess.
Annie,
I'm Googling.
How many times has a list of movies been come up, mostly for Chase, but for you to have never seen 9 to 5?
I know.
I'm angry.
I'm angry at myself, especially known as a Jane Fonda's in that.
I'm so sidetracked now by my anger that I don't even know if I can go on today.
I just realized that the original, like, Grace and Frankie were both in this. Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Can you believe
good cast.
Can you believe this, what we're hearing right now? This can't even be real.
Chase, don't even chime in. You ain't seen half the movies that come out in this lifetime.
Dale, do you want to lay down on the floor and take a second?
I don't even know what to say.
Oh, I can watch it on Hulu.
Don't.
I will watch it.
Don't come back in here.
Here we
until
go.
Until you've watched this.
It's an hour and 40 minutes. I call that a short film.
Don't come in here until you've seen it.
I'll start watching it right now on Hulu.
All right, while you do that, I'm going to let you know that if you're planning a beach trip, you know, I mean, I've got it on the brain. I want to go so bad. As soon as the weather hit 80, man, I'm ready to go to the beach.
Yeah, I keep seeing people on their boats and stuff.
So if you go to Wrightsville, Topsail, Carolina Beach, you know, or, you know, Topsail Surf City.
Mm-hmm.
You now have to pay to park. They never had that before. It's, you ready for this? It's $5 an hour.
Jeez.
It's $5 an hour to park to go to the beach.
There's barely anywhere to park over there. You said Surf City, Topsail?
Surf City, Topsail, Wrightsville, and Carolina.
There's nowhere to park at Topsail or Surf City.
So all parking now, $5 an hour.
And who are you paying that to?
Well, the city is going to get that money.
Oh, parking attendant out there?
And they're going to check it, and they're going to scan very often. There's no towing in the beginning, but there is a fine. First violation for parking is
$50,
and it escalates from there on, and they're considering segueing into towing later to further enforce the parking
rule. Wow, talk about a family fun day at the beach.
So if you're going, just be prepared. You're going to have to, you know, you got to
forfeit more money you don't have.
Yeah. You're going to have to skip a couple of packs of hamburger.
It's just a public place.
Parking money.
Ugh.
$5 an hour, Carolina Topsail.
I don't know about you, but I never commanded.
Daytime, what a day for celebrating. There'll be
means we're throwing it back all the way to the day you were born. Happy birthday to local celebrities of the triad. We're celebrating them today. And if you'd like to get on this birthday list, go to 931wolfcountry.com or DM us Facebook or Instagram at 931thewolf. Now let's get to celebrating. Miss Ella Jones of Liberty is 7 years old today. I bet she's a cutie patootie, too. Happy birthday to you, Miss Ella. Also celebrating, Maddie Miller of Greensboro. Joey Billups of Kernersville. Went to school with him my whole life. Happy birthday, Joey. Luke Sprinkle of Trap Hill is 18 today. That's Kathy Castevin's grandson, Mr. Luke Trap. Luke Sprinkle of Trap Hill.
Luke Chocolate Sprinkle.
That's it. Turning 18. You're officially adult, Luke. Good luck. Happy birthday. Gary Stardikoff of Burlington is celebrating, along with Russ Hensley of Tobaccoville, Pete Cosenza of Midway, Madison Burgess of Oak Ridge, Elizabeth Nelson of Sandy Ridge, Tyler Thompson from Robbins, and Brianna Swing of Thomasville, all celebrating their birthdays today. You guys share them with Chris Brown, who's 33, Adele is 34, Vanessa Bryant is 40, and Danielle Fishel, the girl of every young boy's dreams, Miss Topanga off Boy Meets World.
Absolutely. Growing up, man.
Woo. I loved her big, wild hair. She's just cute as a button.
Yeah, that's it.
She's 41 today. Feel old.
Time flies, people.
Uh-huh. It does. Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy
Throwback Thursday in the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's Randy Travis, Deeper Than a Holler.
Holler!
College of Throwback Knowledge pop quiz time. You guys get it. Yes, no warning, no nothing. No preparation is even possible.
You're
pop
dirty.
Quiz. It's like when you go to school at first thing at 8 a.m. Pop quiz.
You got to answer these questions. There is no multiple choice.
Oh okay.
Song questions, I'm guessing?
Yep. Buzz in with your name, please.
Okay.
Question one. In the song Watermelon Crawl, what county is the festival held?
Annie,
go.
Ryan County Watermelon Festival ahead.
Technically, you're wrong. Technically speaking, that's wrong. You said, what did enunciate it? What did you say?
Ryan County.
That's it. Yeah. It's Ryan, but I'll give it to you.
All right. I'll take it.
Question two. In the song Strawberry Wine, we've got sort of a fruit theme going here. In the song Strawberry Wine, what month did she have her little tryst?
Chase,
go.
May.
Annie.
By the way.
What?
Go. July.
In the song, Check Yes or No.
No.
Who passed George the note?
Oh, gosh.
Come on!
The name was said in the song?
Yes.
I remember saying something about homeroom.
Chase.
Go.
Johnny.
That's another story altogether.
Yeah, entirely.
It went in a whole other direction.
I can't think about how Check Yes or No starts right now. Don't even sing it in my head. All I know is you checked yes.
You guys are going to be mad when I tell you.
I know. I feel dumb all of a sudden.
You're going to feel dumber when I tell you what her name was.
I don't like pop quizzes.
Emmylou got caught
passing me a note before the teacher took it. I read what she wrote.
The classic country girl song, Emmylou.
Why couldn't you get that?
I don't know. My brain doesn't think that fast. I'm in radio.
I couldn't think of the lyrics. Next, Dale.
Finally, in the Blackhawk song, Goodbye Says It All.
Oh, yeah.
Where was the word goodbye written?
Oh my
Chase.
God. Go.
Tattooed on her forehead. Gonzo.
I don't even want to guess. Annie. The bathroom wall. The bathroom stall.
No, go back.
The bathroom mirror. The bathroom wall. In the bathroom.
Wall. I'll take that. Wall. Right. Big red. Wait, what goodbye was it? And lipstick on the wall.
I was going to say, I think
goodbye
it reminds of the hall.
Says it all.
Oh, okay. On the wall.
Chase, you just, you get a big F.
You've dishonored your family.
You've dishonored your family, your cow.
The horse.
The horse. All family.
The beatings will begin following the show.
Yes. Hey,
you're going to learn.
Mercy.
Save a horse. Ride a cowboy.
And now it's time for
Five things you need to know.
And on a very special day is a very special five things you need to know and you maybe didn't know about Cinco de Mayo. Of course, right out of the gate, Cinco de Mayo is not a federal holiday in Mexico at all.
Why? Bummer.
Well, you're about to find out.
They do not celebrate it. Technically, there is a town that celebrates it within Mexico from where this battle supposedly began. But other than that, that's it. This is really all an American thing.
Yeah, it celebrates Mexican culture
in America.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what that is. Did you know that mole poblano is the official dish of the holiday?
What was that first word?
Mole.
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 Mole. It says mole. It says
that's
mole.
That's in English. You're talking Spanish. It's mole.
Mole poblano.
I wasn't sure she'd do. Anyway, it's easy enough to locate a taco vendor or a margarita to indulge in a burrito today. But you might be surprised to know that none of those Mexican fanfare favorites are considered the official dish of Cinco de Mayo. Instead, you have to order something with poblano in it.
I'm okay with that, but I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm very appreciative of the Mexican people for bringing us these delicious foods.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Who does not love to go to a Mexican restaurant and just chow down?
It's my favorite.
Love Mexican.
And we're going for lunch today. I'm going for lunch on Saturday. I could go for lunch on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It don't matter.
Where are we going for lunch today? I don't think
Mi Pueblo.
Mi Pueblo, over in your High Point.
The big one over there on the corner of East Chester.
We're going to love every minute of it.
Absolutely.
So if you see a rowdy group there at like 11.
Rowdy. You see people just shoving chips in their mouth left and right.
Mind your business.
Mind your beeswax.
Do you know there are three biggest cities that hold mega celebrations for Cinco de Mayo are Los Angeles, Chicago, and
New York.
North Carolina.
Houston,
that makes sense. Yeah.
Now they're saying that you can head to Los Angeles where festivities take over both Oliveira Street and Broadway. Chicago and Houston have similar celebrations.
You think I can make it down to one of those today to celebrate?
Yeah, I mean, if you leave now, I'll take the Wolf truck, use their gas.
Yeah, sounds great. How many Mexican restaurants are going to be packed tonight everywhere?
Every single one.
Get there early, man.
Excuse to get a taco and a beer.
Yeah.
Also, just remember, Cinco de Mayo, of course, is not a federal holiday in Mexico. That town I was thinking of is the city of Puebla, where the epic victory occurred. Military parades actually do go on there, and other festivities, but the rest of the country, not so much. Okay. And I found this interesting. You can thank one president for Cinco de Mayo in America.
Great. Who is it?
FDR. His good neighbor policy passed in 1933 to improve relations with Latin American countries paved the way for Cinco de Mayo to become more mainstream as an American holiday. That said, California, as we saluted in the salute, had jumped on the Cinco de Mayo bandwagon far sooner due to the large Mexican immigrant population in the state.
Yeah, that was like in the 1860s they started doing that.
And the rest is history.
Can I say it one time, just because we talked about it becoming an American holiday, can I just say the station in Spanish? I practiced all night.
On three.
Okay, so backstory. Yesterday, we thought about changing all the 93.1 The Wolf jingles in Spanish for today.
And of course, that didn't get approved.
No, and so I was like, well, I wonder what 93.1 The Wolf is in Spanish.
93.1 El Lobo!
Hey!
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things you need to know.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Pop quiz time. The college of throwback knowledge. I threw them a curveball. They thought we were going to do one thing. Now we're going to do something completely different.
It's totally different.
It's you two against each other again.
Okay, all right. I'll get my redemption.
You always talk about it. It's hard. These are for the most part, these are pretty easy. Are you ready?
I'm listening.
I'm giving you a line from the song. You have to give me the title.
Oh, gosh.
Are you ready?
Line from... Okay, so this is easy. Okay, this is going to be good.
Buzz in with your name.
Okay.
Number one. We gain a lot of ground because we both give a little. Chase?
Meet in the middle.
Yep, you're right. That is correct.
I was going to let him finish his daggum sentence.
Two.
Right.
Number two, buzz in with your name. By the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there.
I know the song. Annie.
Annie, go.
Nope. It left me.
By the moon and the stars in the sky.
Yep.
It's not I'll be there.
Forever and ever. No. I can't get to the next lyric in my mind.
I swear, that's John it. Michael Montgomery.
I swear to God.
J-M-M.
See what I mean, you guys? Come on. Buzz in with your name. Better show me a teasing, squeezing, pleasing kind of time.
Annie.
Annie, go.
Any man of mine.
Yeah, I cannot believe you sat there chasing and buzzing.
Yeah, that. You're right.
Such a huge fan.
I let Shania down. Then again, I did send her a wedding invitation. She never responded, so whatever.
She's busy.
She ain't got nothing to do.
Buzz in with your name.
Okay.
I want to hear some Jones. My heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones.
Chase.
Chase, go.
Alan Jackson.
Yes.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Yes.
Don't rock the jukebox.
I don't know why that took me a second to just combobulate.
Finally.
Okay. Oh, I think we're tied.
Don't know why I have to drive so fast. Ooh.
Don't know why I have
to. I know this.
Yeah, you do. That's the point of the game. You know it, but you're like, dang.
So you're only giving me one line on this one?
This is all you get. You want me to give me
Annie.
Annie, go.
In a hurry to get things done.
You are right.
All right.
Wow, cheater.
How did I cheat? It just clicked.
Cheater.
You want one more?
Yeah, do it.
Fill my boots up with sand. Put a stiff drink in my... Annie, go.
Go ahead.
Put me up beside the jukebox.
Yep.
Joe Diffie.
R.I.P. Thank you, COVID!
Annie wins.
Anyway. Winner, winner.
I have won all the games today.
Congratulations. Who's you'll get chips and salsa lunch? Today. You'll get some free chips and salsa.
Yeah, we'll take care of it for you.
I know it ain't all that lit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.